You know, juzuk number five is for tonight, and it spans Surat An-Nisa from verses 24 to 147. So it's a pretty big portion of Surat An-Nisa, though not in its entirety. And the surah itself is very, like, it gives us a huge roadmap of legalistic, basically like ways to behave, one after the other. And I think an important roadmap, especially as we're dealing with COVID-19 and this different reality that we're all bearing witness to and undergoing and trying to work through. And so what I've done is to kind of take a look at all of these different verses, and really there's so much richness in there. It would be hard to capture all of it in 15 minutes, without just mentioning the words themselves. And so what I'd really like to do now is to zero in on three things that really stand out. And there's three common themes that I witnessed over and over again in this portion, in this juz'. And so the first was, how do we deal with disputes? So there's all sorts of different ways that it outlines in here, specifically to family and especially to those who are married. Then it also talks a lot about justice and how and what justice looks like in its many forms. And then prayer as the third pillar of, I would say, this juz'. And so the first off, to start off with the first, like the first string of legal, of the rules of how we engage through the disputes, and especially of, like, well, one in marriage, and I think of being in close quarters and proximity in my own marriage, very loving, and I lean in on these verses. And so it says in the verses, and this is of course paraphrasing, that if you fear the superiority of a spouse, the first you're supposed to remind them of God's teachings. And then if that doesn't work, you remind them, or you ignore them in bed. And then if that doesn't work, you boycott them. And I think the word boycott is really important. My mentor, Dr. Maher Hatoot, really talked about the importance of this, because it's an important tool to be able to think about and to contemplate what the other person is saying. And sometimes we have to be firm, we have to articulate what it is that we're feeling, and we have to give each other space. And space is sometimes really, especially in moments right now, is finding space in our togetherness is sometimes incredibly life-giving. And then the text continues and it says, if you feel like a fear that a couple is about to break up, then it reaches the point that you should get an arbiter appointed from each of the individuals in the marriage. And so an arbiter would come from each of the family members, a family member from each of the couple, the husband and wife. And then they would, and working it out is always is of importance. So it kind of gives you this really important roadmap. And I think right now, especially as I'm reflecting on where I am and the importance of giving space to my spouse, but then also giving space to those around me and really working to be mindful of God's teachings. It can be so difficult when we're in that moment of anger, and yet so critical that we do just that. And there's lots of other, I think, important references, specifically around to the roadmap. And I would, recommend you going into each one of them. But it talks about rights over property. It talks about working with others and and referring the disputes to God and to His messenger. That sometimes things get so tough that you just have to be able to say, okay, I am going to not only give this space, I'm going to trust that God will help sort these things out. And even if it reaches the day of judgment, I am bearing witness to the power of God, and I'm going to walk away, and I'm not going to make things bigger than the words that I'm trying to find are actually when God says in the Quran that God doesn't like people who transgress. And it says here in this group of cluster of verses that God won't oppress, and he won't do anything against anyone, even as light as the hair in the pit of a date. I don't know if I'm translating that perfectly, but the point is it could be so like God would never transgress, and he doesn't want us to transgress either. And so I think these are actually really important roadblocks of how to engage in disputes. And then I would move into this idea, an important idea about justice. And so it's placed at a very high value. And I think it's at such a high value that I'd actually really like to reread the verse with you right now. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most compassionate. You who believe, uphold justice and bear witness to God, even if it is against yourselves, your parents, your close relatives, and whether that person is rich or poor. God can best take care of both. Refrain from following your own desire so that you can act justly. If you distort or neglect justice, God is fully aware of what you do. And so here we are, like the words are clear. You should be seeking justice, even if it's against the people who are closest to you, and even if it's against yourself. And so having this highest level of integrity, of trying to seek the justice for all, is actually an essential part of these teachings. And that we might be tempted to succumb to our own whims and our own desires, and that that's not okay. We actually need to take a step back and say, my desire to maybe go out and socialize right now during COVID-19 actually comes at a cost to someone else's life, but also like to society as a whole. And as hard as that is, I would actually be doing injustice against so many. And so in that moment, I'd have to rise against myself and try to overcome my own wants and my own desires. Also, in this idea about justice, towards the beginning, actually, of this juzah, it says, "Do not wrongfully consume each other's wealth, but trade with mutual consent." And so we should always be mindful, always be aware of how our business dealings are impacting people around us, and really how we are over-consuming and maybe hurting other people. And I think the wisdom here too is that it says, the text says, to surround yourself by believers unless you are unable to do so. And that really strikes me as significant, because when you surround yourself by other people who are upholding these values, you rise to a better version of yourself. And they ultimately will remind you to do better, to hold justice as a value, and to seek justice, even if it's against yourself. And they'll remind you to be in that space. Also, verse 4:37 says very clearly not to be miserly, and that hiding the bounty that God gave us is not okay, and that we should be encouraged to share this bounty with the poor, with the travelers, with our neighbors, with the orphans, and that this is actually a really important thing. And I especially think right now, when I will speak for myself, I want to save, I want to think about what's the next step. And yet I see people around me, and the lines around the food banks are very long. And so I think, what is my role in all of this? Like, how can I make sure that I'm not being of those miserly people who are holding back, but instead rejoicing and sharing in the bounty that God has already bestowed, and that I need to make sure I'm sharing with people who really also need it. And then finally, I moved to the third pillar of this juz'a, which is prayer, and about how prayer is a very intentional process. So intentional, it says that we can't even approach prayer intoxicated, unclean, have had relations, that there is a process by which we cleanse ourselves, and that even when we can't find clean water, we should find dirt to hit our hands in and brush our face, and that God is ultimately the most forgiving and the most merciful. And it really strikes me, because prayer is such an essential thing that helps build our core towards justice, help build our core towards making sure that we are handling our disputes in ways that are conscious of God. And so to enter into a state of prayer fully prepared is absolutely essential. And then the final idea around prayer that I'll share with you this evening is that prayer in times of fear. It doesn't say, it says you can shorten your prayers if you're traveling, and it gives you these provisions, but prayer in times of fear, it doesn't say you can give up on prayer. It actually says you take precautions. People watch over you and you watch over others. And that's an important part of being part of community. And I think we can really take some important guidance here, that we need to be watching over each other. We need to help and take care of one another and make sure that we all feel safe, and that we are maintaining our connections with the Almighty. And so I especially love sharing these three different pieces between justice and prayer, and this roadmap for handling disputes. And I would like to end with the final verse in this juz'a, which says, "Why should God make you suffer torment if you are thankful and believe in Him? God always rewards gratitude, and God knows everything." And so here we are in this moment where we're constant, con when we are feeling the fear, when we're feeling the uncertainty, and here God reminds us to be thankful. And so, with a heart full of gratitude, I would like to say thank you for listening and contemplating and continuing to build community online, even if it's not the same. I'm so grateful to be at the Islamic Center of Southern California.
Thank you so
Assalamu alaikum.
much.